So let's talk about Courtney Lindsey from the United States. Of course, right now he is hot. He is the talk of the track and field world, considering what he has been doing over the past couple weeks. Now, most recently, we saw him run 19.71 seconds at the Kipkeno Classic in Nairobi to just edge out Letsile Tobogo for the win in the 200 meter dash there. Now, first thing that I want to address is this 19.71, you know, into a massive headwind of negative 1.5 meters per second, I think. And, you know, people saying it would convert to a 19.55, which in theory, yes, on the surface, that's true. But we have to take into account that he's running at altitude. Nairobi, Kenya is significant altitude. If you take those numbers, if you take the wind, if you take the altitude, that 19.71 converts to about 19.78 or 19.77. So it's not like he's dropped a 19.5, right? Give him a little grace. But I do want to give him a lot of kudos for his consistency, considering what he's been doing all through 2024. Just a week prior, he ran 19.88 seconds to win the Tom Jones Memorial, and that was his first 200 meters of the 2024 season. But on top of that, he is no fluke, and that's kind of where I want to dive in for this first part. Courtney Lindsey did not come out of nowhere, and he's not running fast out of nowhere. Look at what he did last year in 2023. He ran 19.85 seconds. He ran 19.86, 19.88, 19.94 on two occasions. He has been consistently under 20 seconds throughout all of 2023. And he also had some progress. I think in 2022, he ran 20.24, 20.21 seconds. So he had been making some steady progress, went to Texas Tech, ran even faster. And now as a professional, he is running extremely fast. So that's the first point. He's not some random fluke. On top of that, his 100 meter best is 9.89 seconds. So he's kind of a double threat in a sense. Strong 200 meter personal best and consistency, strong 100 meter best as well. So that double threat is what I want to dive into next, where he really has some strong chops at both the 100 and the 200, which is going to have some implications as we look forward to the USA Championships, you know, later on this summer. In the 100 meter dash, he is the NCAA champion. NCAA champion in the 100 meter dash last year while he was at Texas Tech. In the 200, he got second place at NCAAs, just behind Udodi Onwuzurike from Stanford, of course, representing Nigeria. But also in the 200, he made Team USA to the World Championships in Budapest last year, finishing third place. And yes, he finished behind Arian Knighton, finished behind Kenny B, but he beat out guys like Fred Curley, like Christian Coleman. So it's not like he beat out some no-name guys. He beat out some very, very strong 200 meter guys to get onto the team in Budapest.
The board in third
spot. It was a relief, honestly. When I looked up and I seen my name in third, I was like, ah, man, I made the team. You know, all the hard work, this fall season, this whole season I've been putting in, so it was a relief.
Now, when he got to Budapest, he made it to the semifinals, but he did ease up a little bit. Unfortunately, he didn't qualify to the final. I think he's kind of, you know, fixing some of those mistakes based on what we've seen in 2024 so far. But again, really speaking to the fact that he has those consistent times and he has been able to prove himself against some of the best in the world. Now, speaking about that double threat, in the 100 meters, like I said, NCAA champion, but he also ran the 100 meters at the USA Championships last year. Now, he only made it to the semifinals, didn't, you know, qualify through to the finals, but that kind of shows that he's able to manage rounds, right? He ran the 100 and the 200 at USA's. After he faltered in the 100, he was able to get on the 200 meter team, showing that he has that powers to be able to really push through and persevere when it counts the most. Again, yes, he didn't make the finals in Budapest, but his first World Championships, I'm gonna give him a lot of credit for what he was able to do in 2023. Now, when we look forward to the USA Championships this year, it's going to be very, very challenging. Let's see if he competes in both the 100 and the 200. First off, in the 200, this is a stacked, we're in the greatest era of the 200 for the USA men right now. You know, we've had some eras where it's been really strong between Tyson Gay, Wallace Spearman, Justin Gatlin, right? John Capel, right? All those guys back in the early 2000s. Now, as we look forward to the USA Championships, I mean, this is going to be a very, very tough team to make. I just said that he made the team last year, but that was a World Championship year where Noah Lyles did not have to compete at USA's to make it onto the 200 meter team. This year is the Olympic trials, so everyone is going to have to compete. You're talking about guys like Noah Lyles, Arian Knighton, Kenny B, Robert Gregory, Christian Coleman, Fred Curley, Courtney Lindsey, who we're talking about, right? The 200 meters is no walk in the park. I think on the surface, we can probably say that Noah Lyles is the top guy. He's a clear favorite. And then I think most people would probably say that Arian Knighton is probably a solid number two. But I can't downplay Kenny Benarek, who actually trains with Courtney Lindsey. He's also been a solid number three, since he's made every single USA team since 2019 when he was coming out of junior college. So we can't downplay Kenny Benarek despite him not getting on the podium last year. But there's also other guys. You're talking about Fred Curley. You're talking about Christian Coleman. You're talking about Robert Gregory. So Courtney Lindsey has a lot of guys to really go up against in this 200 that's going to make it a challenge to get on the team. Now, if I was to say what his percentages are, I mean, I'm probably giving him maybe a little bit, like a 75% chance to make the team. I think he's been very consistent, but I can't downplay Noah Lyles, Arian Knight, and Kenny B. And yes, Kenny B hasn't run the 200 meters yet this year in a fast time. He did run it at the Miramar Invite, but Kenny B is training with Courtney Lindsey. He's seeing what Courtney Lindsey is doing every single day, and he knows that Courtney Lindsey is on his heels, not only in competition, not only leading up to the Olympic trials, but also in practice. So Kenny B is going to be right there. It's going to be tough to see, you know, someone keep Kenny B off the team. I don't know. Let me know who you think that Courtney Lindsey can take off, you know, a spot from the USA team in the 200. The 100 meters is going to be a very, very different dynamic where you're going to have all these guys between Noah Lyles, Christian Coleman, Fred Curley, Cravant Charleston, right? All these guys are really going to be dipping back into the 100. Even Kenny B said that he's running the 100. We just saw him run 9.91. He's run 9.89 seconds. Don't forget that Kenny B got fourth place at the Olympic trials in 2021. I mean, this is turning into like a Kenny B blog, but I really, really want to highlight just how deep this 100 and 200 meter team is going to be to make for the USA on the men's side, which is going to make it challenging for Courtney Lindsey. But I really like the progression that he's been showing and how he's really been honing in his talent in his first year as a professional. One other thing that I do want to highlight as well is the fact that he beat Letsilu Tobogo. Now, Tobogo just got edged out by a thousandth of a second, right? They both got the same time and they both ran extremely fast. But Tobogo has been the talk of 2024. Already broke the 300 meter world record. Already ran 44.22 seconds. Prior to Kenya, he ran 19.9 seconds. Now he ran 19.71 and he was kind of jogging around the curve. He kind of got left sleeping. So Letsilu Tobogo is the guy right now. I think Courtney Lindsey actually beating him gives him a lot of motivation. That's one of the things that I really take into account. Who is it that you beat? How does this, you know, kind of play into what you're thinking about and, you know, your confidence as we go throughout the season? So, like I said, Courtney Lindsey, he trains with Kenny B. He also trains with like Aaron Brown and some other guys down in Florida under Dennis Mitchell. This is his first year as a professional coming out of Texas Tech last year. I think that he is in a very, very great environment that's going to lead him to potentially make Team USA. Yes, I just spoke about how challenging it is, but honestly, Dennis Mitchell has proven to be able to get his athletes on to teams between Sha'Carri Richardson, T.T. Terry, Melissa Jefferson, Kenny B, right? He is able to really get athletes ready for peak form at the major championships. So we're going to see what he's going to be able to do with Courtney Lindsey as we look forward to this year. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the relay leg. A lot of guys, you know who you are, have been talking about, you know, Courtney Lindsey potentially running the third leg on the 4x1 at the, you know, Olympic Games, hopefully this year. He's going to be at World Relays, which I think is a very, very good move, along with, you know, Courtney Lindsey, Kenny B, Noah Lyles, and a couple other guys are going to be running on that relay, Kendall Williams, Kyrie King. So we're going to see a lot of those guys in that 4x1 pool. I think Courtney Lindsey can really, really show himself here. And if he's running third leg, depending on how things play out, listen, he could be a slot in for the, you know, Olympic Games if he's able to make the team. Now, this just goes to the level of competition. You have guys like a Kenny Benarek. You have guys like an Arian Knighton. Who knows? Grant Holloway could be thrown on there. You have PJ Austin, right? There's so many guys who are really in the mix to be able to get on that leg, you know, at the Olympic Games on the 4x1. I think guys like Christian Coleman, Noah Lyles, probably Fred Curley, in my opinion, I'd probably say they should be, you know, strong contenders for the 4x1. You know, we're talking about first leg Christian Coleman, second leg Fred Curley, anchor leg Noah Lyles. Fortunately, Coleman and Fred Curley aren't going to be running at World Relays, but who knows? This might be the opportunity for Courtney Lindsey to potentially get on that relay squad. So we're going to see, but let me know if you think Courtney Lindsey should be on the relay. Should he run third leg in that case? Or maybe she should run, you know, second leg? Who knows? But let me know what you think about Courtney Lindsey on that relay. Again, as we look forward, I really have a lot of confidence in Courtney Lindsey. He's been making some really, really strong progress throughout 2024. And again, this wasn't a fluke. He's not coming out of nowhere. He's been super consistent, dating all the way back to 2022. Then his time in 2023 while at Texas Tech, ran 19.8 multiple times throughout the year. I'm really liking where he's at. Let me know what you think overall about Courtney Lindsey, his prospects of making the team to the Olympic Games in both the 100 and the 200. Don't sleep on him in the 100. He's very, very strong, 19.89 personal best. And then also, what do you think about his potential to get on the relay? We're going to see him at World Relays in Bahamas in, you know, just about 2 weeks' time. So we're going to see how things play out. Let me know what you think. Thanks for watching, y'all.